Yes, thank you very much. It is time now for some good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Bird, your hosts, bringing you a little bit of good stuff in amongst all the other things going on with your day. And I want to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. They're not flashy, they're not fancy. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. You know what? Readers like that. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you're going to embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online at tsln.com. It's Tri-State Livestock News, what ranchers read.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. How about checking out the Quiet Trails, the first in the Northern Hemisphere, second in the world for Quiet Trails International? Find out more at visitvalentine.org or the International Dark Skies designation at Merritt Reservoir. And you know what? The stars are out pretty much year-round. So check it out. Visitvalentine.org.
I have a piece called My Symphony, and it's by William Henry Channing. And I used to always think people in the olden days didn't live as long as people do now, but he lived from 1810 to 1884, which means he was 74 years old, is how long he lived. And so I would say he had a good long life, probably because he wrote things like this. To live content with small means, to seek elegance rather than luxury, and refinement rather than fashion. To be worthy, not respectable, and wealthy, not rich. To listen to stars and birds, babes and sages, with open heart. To study hard, to think quietly, act frankly, talk gently, await occasions, and hurry never. In a word, to let the spiritual, unbidden, and unconscious grow up through the common. This is my symphony. Again, William Henry Channing.
Well, I have something from our sister-in-law, Jean.
Oh, amen.
Who's been added again on Facebook.
Okay, here we go.
So I tell her every once in a while that I pick some of these things out because I get a chuckle out of them. And Jean Burge writes, some people think they're so funny. When Janelle, her little sister, and I were coming back from church this morning, she was saying that she needed to get some food made for the week. She always makes a great meal and eat leftovers for like 4 days. I told her I just can't eat the same thing that many days in a row. There was a long pause, and then she says, well, maybe your food just isn't that good. Well played, little sis.
Oh, and if you knew Jean, you knew her food is delicious. Both of them are excellent chefs, by all means. Here, you want to talk about God's sense of humor?
Oh, I don't know for sure.
Oh, yeah. I think we're okay. When creating wives, God promised men that good and obedient wives would be found in all corners of the world. And then he made the earth round. Very much a sense of humor there. A couple of little thoughts while driving. I never notice how much I use a part of my body until I have a cut on it. Would you agree?
That's true, like a finger or something like that. Or, yeah, that's weird.
Stub your toe and boy, that toe's in the way all the time. The most defeating sound in the world is the sound of singing birds after a sleepless night when you have to get up early the next day. Boy, that's true. Why are they so happy? As an adult, I just realized I can go to the zoo whenever I want.
That's right.
That's right. So those are just a couple of thoughts while driving. Now, I don't know who put those all together, but I think they're all very good.
I'll give you just a little bit more time to share your thoughts.
Okay, I'm going to share about maybe you've been having too much coffee. Haven't slept since the Johnson administration. That is a sure sign, too much coffee. And when a Maxwell House commercial comes on, you actually lick the TV screen.
Ooh,
that's
yuck.
A definite sign. And you don't sweat, you percolate.
Yuck.
Raise your hand if you remember the percolator. You buy half and half by the barrel, and I better wrap it up here. You've worn out the handle on your favorite mug. All signs you drink too much coffee.
If you have something to share with the other listeners out here on the Good Stuff program, do that by sending it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at it. One day it might pop up right here on the Good Stuff.